It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
There's many an inn dotting the shire that serves a lovely brew. From Bywater to Bree, they say you'll want a pint or two. The finest stout or nut brown ale, the taste comes shining through. And if you raise a glass to me, I'll drink a toast to you. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
The ivy bush, the green dragon, the pony or in Bree. Let's make the rounds of hobbit towns and have a pint or three. A half a pint is fine for lads of less than 33. But I will drink a full with you if you will drink with me. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk your bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
A toast to friend and host, a toast to Bonnie Brew. We'll lift the glass as seasons pass and adventures yet to do. We'll toast each lass that we have met and some we wish we knew. And then at last we'll stagger home and tomorrow start anew. We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
We'll have a pint,
a pint, a pint.
We'll have a pint of stout. And when we've drunk it bottom up, we all will give a shout.
Hurrah!
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast with wild Irish drinking songs and then some. This is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm your host, and that was We'll Have a Pint of Stout. It's from my album, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. Now, I have a lot of news today. There's a lot that's been going on since I'm only publishing this podcast monthly now. It means there's even more news that I have to share, but I'm going to stick with the big stuff, the really cool things. I'm cold. It's cold down in my dungeon. I'm bundled up here. The first thing, where did I start? Musicians. I'm going to start with a little tip for musicians. If you are a musician and you're not using Square, start. It is a little device for accepting credit cards using a smartphone. Really cool. SquareUp.com. Okay, just had to get that out of the way. I've been meaning to share that with people, and I love it, this thing. Apparently, a lot of... I was reading a blog yesterday that a lot of political campaigns are starting to use those to raise money at events, and it's awesome. It's, you don't have to get a credit card machine anymore. You can just use Square. It's badass. There are a couple new videos since last I posted. I don't remember when I posted what I mentioned last time. I know I released Leaving of Liverpool, and then I released Flower of Scotland. I'm hoping to do some more while I'm in Texas, leaving for Texas on Friday. More about that in a moment. There are two new Irish and Celtic music podcast shows up since last I published this podcast. The latest one just went up yesterday, which is, I think, the 7th. Yes. So by the time this publishes, I think I'm going to publish it on the 10th. So by the time this publishes, you'll have a couple new shows up. I'm going to try to see if I can record another one before I head out to, again, Texas. So, and let's do one more bit of news before we move on. The Kickstarter campaign. No, I'm not recording another CD. Dun, dun, dun. Instead, this is for the Renaissance Festival podcast. Yes, I am pimping one of my other podcasts in this podcast. I have a whole bunch, you know, I mean, may as well. The Renaissance Festival podcast features artists who perform at Renaissance festivals. And we also do reviews. Matt Letter started doing a whole bunch of those. I asked him to do it a number of years ago, and he's been doing it ever since. And he does a great job. He's a great interviewer, really engaging. Matt is just really charismatic, too. He just really kind of draws you in. So one of the thoughts I had was I want to send him to other Renaissance festivals and he wants to go. So what we did is we did a poll on the website, or first we on Facebook we did nominations. We asked for people, where should we send them? The whole bunch of people submitted nominations. Then we did a poll on the website, and the selection was Sherwood Forest Fair. That is totally cool. The only problem I realize after doing this is that, you know, a popularity contest doesn't work much if you're not going to get, if people aren't going to submit. It's day three, I guess, and we've had one person who's made a pledge, and we have only 15 days total. So what, 12 more, 11 or 12 more days or before this campaign ends, and we have to raise $600 or $550 if this campaign's going to go through. So there's a few problems with our selection method. So I actually made a change in how it's going to go about. I'll talk about that a little bit more after we play a little bit of music. Next up is Isn't It Grand Boys from Happy Songs of Death.
Look at the coffin with golden handles. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the preacher, bloody sanctimonious. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the widow, bloody great female. Have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the mourners, bloody great hypocrites. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Look at the choir boys,
bloody castrati. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Well, let's have a bloody good cry. Remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Look at the flowers, all bloody wilted.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, bloody well die.
Look at the tombstone, great bloody owner.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
In buckets and bottles.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Jane, the man they call Jane. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of
call her Jane. Now Jane saw the mutter's backs breaking. He saw the mutter's laments. He saw that magistrate a-taking every dollar, leaving 5 cents. So he said, you can't do that to my people. You can't crush them under your heel. So Jane strapped on his hat and in 5 seconds flat stole everything Boss Higgins had to steal. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave up what poor our love for him now. Ain't hard to explain. The hero of Kansas and the man they called Jane. Now here's what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. The man they call Jane, he turned around his plane and let that money hit sky. He dropped it onto our houses. He dropped it into our yards. The man they call Jane, he turned around his plane and headed out for the stars. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man, he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Kansas and the man they call Jane.
That was Hero of Canton. It's under a pseudonym, For Irish Whiskey. It's live songs from an Irish pub. I think For Drunk's Sake, it's called. You can find that all at CelticMusic.org. That is my Celtic Music CD store, where you can now buy CDs directly from me. And I'm trying to make it interesting. You know, CDs are a cool thing. And I know a lot of people, including me, are listening to CDs a lot less, and I take all my CDs and I rip them to MP3, and then I leave a few of my favorite CDs, actual CDs, physical CDs, in the car where I flip them in when I don't want to use my iPhone or something. So with my CD orders, I'm trying to think of ways to spark it up. Of course, you're going to get, when you buy a CD, you'll get stickers. Kilted for Her Pleasure, the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I also have my logo sticker. So you're going to get a bunch of stickers. And I try to also sign, autograph each album that's ordered. I try to keep it interesting. You can get a discount. I think it's 5% off when you use the keyword Gun Runners, G-U-N-N Runners. Go over to the Gun Runners page on my homepage at markgun.com, and you'll see the exact name. I'm kind of drawing a blank right now. But yes, if you want to go ahead and, you know, save a little bit of money and get something cool, it's you know, CDs. I was trying to think about this. I'll get to the Renfest podcast thing again. You know, maybe. So I was trying to think about. I'll stick with this topic for now. I was trying to think about what to do with the CDs. You know, the music business is, this is going to take a minute. Let me finish up with the Kickstarter campaign. All right. So the Kickstarter campaign, one of the things I decided to do, since we're trying to raise $600, that's all we need to make sure that Matt gets there, and hopefully we can cover some of our costs. I think we might need more than that just to cover some of the costs for some of the thank you stuff. I hope I got all that covered when I set this up, but I'm not sure. But every little bit helps. You make a donation of $1 or more, you'll get a thank you email. $9 will send you a Renfest podcast sticker, which I haven't printed yet, but they will be coming soon. And a thank you note from one of the hosts of the podcast. And I actually have this cool little Tony Bird on there. We just might write it with quill and ink. I actually have this really cool pen I got in Venice that I'm thinking about. I'm going to sign with. It's made of glass. They have that. They do a lot of glass beautiful glass. I forget what they call it now. Majorca? No, that's not right. Venetian glass. Blah. You know, it's a pen, though. And I have the ink, so I'm thinking about, I'm going to send you a thank you note, like, written with this thing. It's going to be really, kind of cool. You can also make a nomination for the next Fair Selected. That was the new thing I added today because I realized that, as I said earlier, the problem with the way we did this nomination and setup is that we had like 200 people from Sherwood Forest Fair who said, yes, we want you to come to Sherwood, which is awesome. I appreciate popularity contests. 200 people say you want to go and none of them make a donation. What good is that? I mean, that's kind of really bite. So we're going to make a little change to this, and I decided right now we're gonna make you can make a nomination for the next fair. So just $9, and you can nominate what fair we're going to go. We'll still do a voting. I might actually do pledges for the voting in the next time around too. So, but you can make a nomination now. None of those nominations, prior nominations, will count at that point in time. Go ahead and make that pledge. $15, you can get a copy of the compilation CD plus everything I mentioned. $29, you're going to get the compilation plus the zip files of all the past shows, 6 years of great Renaissance Festival music. $59, you'll get a t-shirt and my newest CD, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. $99, you can co-host the show, or you could pick your 12 favorite fair artists for a special show featuring your picks. This will be a show all about you. So, nice little plug. Make a donation of $599 and you can pick the next festival that Matt will go to. We'll just bypass the whole nomination thing altogether, and your nominations will have to go to the next festival when we get around to that one. So that's how it's going to work. And of course there's the, you know, $4,909 where you can get three of our hosts out to the fair. So maybe Matt, I know this is the crazy one, woo, way out there. But in case you decide you want to, you know, shell out the money, we would appreciate it. And then we'll get a nice little trip to wherever you want us to go, which is awesome. Every little bit helps. That $9 one, you make a nomination. What is your favorite Renaissance festival? Personally, you know, if you want to, you know, pick one for you, you can suggest something like one of the California fairs. I want to see one of those. That's personally because, well, it's not just that. I mean, we have very little news coming out of California, and the Pleasure Fair of Southern California, that was like the first fair, and yet all the fairs are coming out of Texas, and I think the top three Renaissance festivals that were voted for and then for this thing were all out of Texas. But there's so many great ones, you know. There's Maryland or New York, you know, Georgia. There's a whole bunch out there, and some of them we can get to, some of them we can't. I'd like him to go to the ones that we can't. Sherwood Forest Fair, I think, is an awesome one, of course, and I'm going to be there for the next 2 weekends. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But that was the one that was voted on. We're sticking with it for now, and I really hope you will support it so we can move on to some other fairs, other cool fairs. So please make a pledge. Every little bit helps. This is what, you know, we do. It's all about supporting indie music, indie shows. I mean, come on, Renaissance festivals. You don't get to see that much. I'm going to play one song and come back with my little rant on CDs. This is Black Velvet Band from The Bridge.
Her eyes shone like a diamond. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they called Belfast, a princess in trade I was bound. And many's the hour of sweet happiness I spent in the neat little town. Till a sad misfortune befell me, caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes shone like the diamond, to think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was strolling down Broadway, not intending to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel applying her trade in a bar. Well, the watch she took from a customer, and she slipped right into my hand. And the watch came and put me in prison. Bad luck to the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes they shone like the diamond. I think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before judge and jury next morning, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he said, my young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. Well, 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Yes, her eyes, they shone like the diamond. You think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. All you jolly young fellows, I have you take warning by me. If you're ever out on the liquor, my boys, beware of the pretty Colleen. First she'll fill you with whiskey and porter until you're not able to stand. And the very next thing that you'll know, me lads, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Yes, her eyes have shone like the diamond. You think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Yes, her eyes have shone like the diamond. You think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Tied up.
Okay, that might not be a wild Irish drinking song that leads to that version, but it's a cool one. I love it. All right. Now, what I was saying a moment ago about the CDs. Okay, so I'm looking at the state of the music business right now, and it's in total flux. There's a lot of people complaining about how it's practically the end of the music business. Music is becoming virtually free. Of course, I've been leading that to some degree. I've been giving away tons of free music. I mean, literally tens of millions. I mean, I'm guessing 10 million plus, maybe 15, 20 million downloads of my music, podcasts, etc., have gone out there. That's a lot of free music. It's gotten to the point where it is free, but that sort of creates a new obligation because free, on the one hand, is awesome, and I love it. I love to sample it and learn stuff, but my philosophy has and always will be that if you love something a lot, that you show your support for it in some way, and that could be buying a CD, buying a shirt. You know, unfortunately, you know, the tough thing with being a musician is that, or an artist is that is picking a medium that you can get people to support you with. T-shirts would be a great one, I think. Except, I mean, they're not universal. Not everyone wears a T-shirt. I do far too often, but there's not everyone does. The toughest thing is that it's expensive. That you can only buy so many. And, you know, you never know. There's like 6 sizes or whatever. You know, I've gone everywhere from small to 5XL because I wanted to support those people. But unfortunately, I haven't sold that many enough of those to really justify keeping those going. So the point is, though, what CDs are aren't easy. They're nice and easy. They're fairly inexpensive to The production obviously costs a bit more, but you can do them fairly inexpensive. However, and therefore it's a good way to support the artists. But, you know, again, CDs are no longer the item. We're ripping more and more things to MP3s and listening to more and more to our iPod. However, I've always been a fan of that physical experience, you know, vinyl. I still love vinyl. I have a little vinyl record player here I plug in now and then because it's not so much, I had this really wild philosophy that it's not so much about the fact that it's sound. There's a lot of people who say that sounds better. My philosophy is that it's about the experience of playing it. You don't just hit random play and go. And the iPhone is brilliant for that, or iPad or iPod, whatever. They're brilliant for that because you pick it up, you look at it, and or here's what I do is I double click on my the button on my iPhone, then I hit play. Because that automatically starts playing whatever is next in the queue. That is totally cool. That is a cool experience. But that's about the iPhone. That's not necessarily about your music, because that's on random play. With a vinyl record or a CD, you go over there, you have to lift up the lid, you put the vinyl record onto the spindle, and then you take the little arm and you lift it up and put it on. And then when that song, or, you know, group of songs, if it's a 45 or an LP, that song is played, you know, for that period of time. And then you have to go over there and flip it. To me, that is an experience. It's kind of cool. I would love to see more music as an experience. And I'm constantly looking at ways. That's one of the reasons I've been making changes to my CD store. My goal is to make buying CDs a little bit more of an experience than it currently is. Yes, I obviously want to make money and all that good stuff, but I want to provide an experience just as much as I am doing with, I feel like I'm doing with, you know, the new videos, with the podcast, this podcast, as I talk to you about stuff that's important to me. I think CDs can still be that, and maybe what it turns into is when I started getting onto social media, like Facebook, everyone is my friend on Facebook. Flickr, not so much. I don't friend everyone. There becomes a limited appeal. Not appeal, but Skype. There we go. That's the perfect one. Skype. I have a Skype account. I have very few people on my Skype friends lists, and it's not because I'm trying to be a snob or because I don't want to talk to you. It's because I can't talk to everyone, and I only want a few people on my Skype account. The people that are, like my parents, who you know, I'm using Skype to chat with my mom. My mom and my daughter had dinner and lunch just yesterday, because I called up my mom with Skype, and my mom was eating dinner, and it was Kinsey's lunchtime, so they had dinner together, and it's kind of cool. It's a really cool way to limit it, to bring it back, and it's the same sort of thing, you know. A CD, it's getting to the point where CDs, I only have a limited number of CDs that are in my car. You know, these are the cream of the crop for me. The ones that I really love. I'm hoping that my CD is in your car. But it might not be. You know, you might have some other cool band in there that you absolutely love. Or that, you know, in your play, that special playlist for that matter. That's really, it's all your absolute favorite. You know, the top 20. You know, the 20 most popular songs that you actually listen to. You know, things like Open for me, you know, from Serious Kitchen. That's one of my absolute favorites. Hotel Supermonte. I could listen to that song a million times by Fabrizio De André. There are some songs like that. And those are the ones that become more important. And it's going to get to the point where, yeah, buying a CD might not be the thing you do for every musician. You might not buy that CD because, you know, it, number one, it might not be that good. And so you can probably get a $9.99, $8.99 version of it on Amazon or iTunes. instead of paying $15 for a physical CD. Or you could buy it and it could be that special one, the one that has, that's autographed, the one that gave you a little bit of an experience in getting that, you know, when it's wrapped in some nice paper and such. And it looks cooler. Just, I'm looking for new ways to make my store stand out a little bit more. I want it to be more of an experience for you. I want you to enjoy not just the CD and the music, but the experience of, you know, being a part of who I am, and because this is something I love. So there you go. That was my little rant. Let's play some music. Next up is Lily the Pink by Brobdingnagian Bards from Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. I still love this song. I need to learn it myself because it's such a great song.
Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Neat Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had its terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of
the Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of
the Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
All right, so what other news is happening? Let's see, Songhenge. Songhenge is the fan club for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and sort of me as well. I do post a lot of music and such there. However, I'm getting ready to make some changes to it because, well, it takes some time to keep up, and I feel that it's lacking. It could be better, just improved. So I've been scouting out ways to offer multiple level subscriptions. So very soon that's going to happen. It's just a matter of making time to get the work done. That's the tough thing, you know, when I have this a baby at home and, Kinsey is here. She right now she's at daycare. Her mom's picking her up. But, yeah, you know, I only have so much time to do anything during the week. And pretty much it's taken up doing podcasts or, if I'm lucky, getting a blog done. I haven't done a blog on the Celtic Music Magazine in 2 weeks now, 2 or 3 weeks, which is, you know, I was hoping to do a weekly blog. It's just not happening. Can't even keep up with my own blog. And then I have articles that I want to, it's just lots of stuff. Not enough time for all that. So I decided, nevertheless, I want to upgrade the Song Hinge, make some changes. I hope to be debut them and hopefully maybe in April or something like that. Maybe March. We'll see. It just depends if I can get the organization done properly. So that's the big thing. I have a lot of shows. The shows thing is the biggest news of all. Of course, the next 2 weekends, I'm going to be at Sherwood Forest Fair in Texas with a concert on the 17th at Grace Lutheran Church, where we're going to be doing it's a benefit concert for the youth of that of them. I'll also be hosting an Irish Songs for Cat Lovers show at Sherwood, featuring all of the cat songs. So that's the big news, is Sherwood. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I haven't been to Texas in a while, and I don't know when I'll be back. I'm hoping it'll be at least September, but maybe if I can pull something off in the summer. June and July are still open at present. But what's really awesome is my shows are pretty much filled up from now until June. then there's the Scottish-Irish Fair that's in Midland, Texas. I have a whole bunch of St. Patrick's Day stuff here in Birmingham. I just haven't posted it on the website. On the 23rd of February, actually, there's a new pub in Mount Laurel, Alabama, called the Red Shamrock, and I'm gonna play there then, and hopefully that venue will become a regular spot. It's a non-smoking pub, and it's actually a non-profit non-smoking pub, which is even cooler. So they're benefiting. They got a good cause there, so check it out. Icon Science Fiction Convention at the end of March, and then I'm going to do 2 weekends at the Georgia Renaissance Festival. I have them booked, ready to go. So that is exciting. And then come May is the California Auto Harp Gathering. That's going to be totally awesome. I am a guest for this big event in, I think it's in Dunlop, California. I'm not totally sure where that is. But there'll be a bunch of auto harpists performing there and a whole bunch of different styles. I'll be doing a couple workshops as well. That is my one show in California though this year. So yeah, lots going on. And then of course is the biggest of them all is the Celtic invasion of Ireland in June 2nd through 9th. There are only 2 seats available left on this trip. So if you want to go, you need to contact me. Get your deposit in as soon as possible. You can go to CelticInvasion.com for all the details about the trip. It's just going to be totally awesome. Oh, at the end of April, Gwen Kenzie and I are also going to scout out locations before we go to Galway, because we're going to be visiting Ireland ourselves. I won free tickets through IrishAbroad.com, and I'm really excited that we're going to spend a little bit of just a family vacation. Then I have Gen Con booked, and that's about all I know of offhand. Like I said, June, July are pretty open at present. I'm expecting they will fill up, if with nothing else, than local shows. I hope to be doing a lot more local shows in the months to come. So that is the biggest of the big news. A lot of shows. I'm really excited because was feeling like I wasn't doing much over the last 2 months. January and December were kind of slow. So glad to have some more shows coming in now. I guess that's about all the news I have. I'm sure that I forgot a whole bunch of stuff too, but it's all I have listed. So nevertheless, we're going to finish up this show with A Drop of Vulcan Blood, parody of A Drop of Nelson's Blood, or Roll the Old Chariot Along. It's from my CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure, which is now on the Celtic Music website. It's on sale. You can save 10% on that album when you buy it at CelticMusic.org. Thanks all for listening. I look forward to talking to you again next month for St. Patrick's Day. There'll be a St. Patrick's Day episode. Oh, and if you have your St. Patrick's Day Irish drinking songs, that's the title of the next episode, I want you to submit them right here. These are all going to be performed by me. So whatever your favorite Irish song or Celtic, whatever songs, I don't care, whatever songs they are of mine, post them in the show notes at pubsong.com. Thanks again so much for listening. I will talk to you again soon. Sláinte.
A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. A drop of Vulcan blood wouldn't do us any harm. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. A nice plate of gawk wouldn't do us any harm. We'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. Some Romulan ale wouldn't do us any harm. Some Romulan ale wouldn't do us any harm. Some Romulan ale did me harm last night. What a hangover. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. An Orion slave girl wouldn't do me any harm. An Orion slave girl wouldn't do me any harm. An Orion slave girl can do whatever harm she wants. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A nice red shirt wouldn't do us any harm. A nice red shirt wouldn't do us any harm. A nice red shirt wouldn't. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. An order from Kirk wouldn't do us any harm. Unless we're wearing a red shirt. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Some trouble with tribbles wouldn't do us any harm. Oh, they're so cute. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. 7 of 9 wouldn't do us any harm. But God, I wish she would. Me too. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. A little time travel wouldn't do us any harm. But it might give the franchise a reboot. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. If the border in the way, we'll roll right over them. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. We'll roll the old Enterprise along. And we'll all hang on behind.
The Pub Songs podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.